The Café Comercial, a historic café in the centre of Madrid, often described as the oldest café in Madrid, announced on Facebook on Monday morning that it was closing its doors immediately. The café said on its website that it opened in 1870 and Spanish media reported the first operating licence had been awarded in 1887. It was frequently the scene of literary debates and a favourite stop for Spanish cultural figures across many generations. The message posted by the café online said that while it was a shame to have to announce the closure, the time had come and that it was grateful to its customers for their patronage. Wildfire fighters from Spain's 10 forest fire reinforcement brigades protested outside the Agriculture Ministry in Madrid on Monday morning after beginning an indefinite strike over pay, benefits and conditions. The firefighters said there had been no significant steps forward in talks with public company Tragsa, which depends on the Agriculture Ministry, despite reports of the parties moving closer together following partial stoppages last week. They say they accept too much risk in terrible conditions for too little reward. The strike affects 500 firefighters around Spain in the middle of a summer with very high temperatures and several wildfires reported each week. 21 people are still in hospital in the city of Lille in northern France after a Spanish coach crashed in the early hours of Sunday morning while travelling between Bilbao and Amsterdam with a party of university students. Two of the 21 are in a critical condition, Europa Press reported. 13 other casualties have now been released from hospital. The coach travelled at speed into a tunnel that the vehicle was too high for, ripping off the roof. The mayor of the town of La Madeleine said the crash could have been much worse and that the headrests of some of the seats had been ripped off. Just a third of residents in Catalonia believe the independence of the region will be possible in a more or less near future, El País reported, citing the results of a new Metroscopia survey the paper had commissioned. Two-thirds of those living in Catalonia believe independence is an idea with very little or no chance of becoming reality. Two-thirds also believe, though, that it is now difficult for Catalonia and the rest of Spain to reach some kind of an agreement on the issue. A clear majority of both Catalan respondents and Spaniards in other areas of the country said they thought both Mariano Rajoy and Artur Mas are going down the wrong path. Bankia reported first-half profits of €556 million between January and June of this year, an 11.5% increase compared to the first 6 months of 2014, Expansión reported, thanks to improved client profitability, commissions income and investment portfolio performance, and a fall in default rates. Bankia's parent group, BFA, reported a first-half profit of €1.2 billion, an increase of 66.5% on the same period last year. The second quarter saw a 27% increase in profit compared to the first 3 months of the year, allowing the group to close on its full-year target of a 10% return on equity.